And our first lesson from the Word is a portion of the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads away to the destruction, and many there be who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to the life, and few there be who find it. And beware ye of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruit you shall know them. Do they collect grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? And so every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a bad tree brings forth noxious fruits. Amen. And here further from the Apocalypse explained, a portion of number 1151. There is infernal freedom and there is heavenly freedom. Infernal freedom is that into which a man is born from his parents, and heavenly freedom is that into which man is reformed by the Lord. From infernal freedom, man has the will of evil, the love of evil, and the life of evil, while from heavenly freedom, he has the will of good, the love of good, and the life of good. For as has been said before, a man's will, love, and life make one with his freedom. These two kinds of freedom are opposites of each other, but the opposition is not evident except so far as man is in one and not in the other. But a man cannot come out of infernal freedom into heavenly freedom unless he compels himself. To compel himself is to resist evil and to fight against it as if from oneself, but still to implore the Lord for help. Thus a man fights from the freedom that is inwardly in him from the Lord, against the freedom that is outwardly in him from hell. While he is in the combat, it seems to him that it is not freedom from which he fights, but a kind of compulsion, because it is against that freedom into which he was born. And yet it is freedom, since otherwise he would not fight as if of himself. Herein the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.